Samaritan. I want to begin there in verse 21 because I think it is that particular verse that sparked the thought into Luke to record the parable of the Good Samaritan in the story. Jesus had sent out the 70. They had gone into all the land. They had a game plan. They were going to go out, and these 70 were going to go out two by twos, and they were going to go into all the region and to preach the kingdom of God. They went out. They had tremendous success. As they came back, they were telling Jesus of the tremendous success that they had had. And Jesus, the Bible says, not rejoiced in his spirit, but listen, rejoiced in spirit. Other version says rejoiced in the Holy Ghost. Now, I don't know what Jesus does when he rejoices in the Holy Ghost, but I know what I do when I rejoice in the Holy Ghost. He was happy, right? You don't rejoice in the Holy Ghost and not be happy. You don't rejoice in the Holy Ghost and not feel the presence of God. You're rejoicing in the Holy Ghost and you're just excited. And so as I looked at that passage, and I always try as I read that passage to glean new truths and new understanding from it. And so as I looked at that passage, I sort of concentrated on exactly what he was excited about. Now, of course, he was excited because the disciples had had tremendous success. He had told them to go and preach the kingdom of heaven and that it was at hand. Now, that at hand does not mean 2,000 years away. What at hand simply means is the kingdom of heaven is at a place that I can reach it. Go preach the kingdom of heaven. Listen, people, I want you to know that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's where you can reach it. If you have but eyes to see it and ears to hear it, if you can but step through that invisible veil that tries to keep you back, if you can walk in there, you can experience the kingdom of heaven now. Listen, it can be as good now as when you die. You don't have to die to experience the kingdom of heaven. It is at hand. And he was happy about that. That his guys had gone and preached that. People had heard it. They were excited about it. They came back and they said, devils are even subject to us. And Jesus rejoiced and he says, now listen, it's better than that. Your name was written now in heaven. And I saw Satan fall like lightning, he says. When did Satan, we're still waiting for him to fall. When did Satan fall like lightning? When the gospel of the kingdom of heaven was preached, when people were told they can have heaven now, when you understand that you can have heaven now, Satan comes down in your life. He loses all authority and all power because you can have it now. He said, I saw it happen. He came down like lightning out of heaven. And he was rejoicing in spirit. And he said this, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that you have revealed this to my babies. Thank you, Father, that you have not only given it to everybody, but you've given it specifically to my babies. You've given it specifically to your children. You have given it specifically. You haven't just given it to the wise and the prudent. Right. In fact, see, prudent means an intellectual. Prudent means educated person. Prudent means a smart person, a very educated man, an intellectual person. In fact, do you understand that it's a lot easier sometimes not to be intellectual about the things of God? That will hinder you from experiencing them because you're always trying to figure it out. And you see, those things your carnal mind cannot understand. They are totally opposite of the carnal mind. The carnal mind is enmity against the things of God. And what he says there, thank you, Father, that you have revealed these things to my babies. Now, there's a couple of thoughts here that I want to get because we're going to be talking about this certain lawyer that asked Jesus, how can I and how shall I get eternal life? How would a lawyer be intellectual? Would a lawyer be a very educated person? I think so. My son-in-law is very educated, very intellectual. But you see, when you become too intellectual, you have a difficult time receiving the things of the kingdom of God. You can't sit down and try to figure it all out because it will not compute. In the kingdom, 2 + 2 isn't always 4. And he says, thank you, Father. Now, there's a couple of quick things I want to say. First of all, you haven't got to be a rocket science to inherit the kingdom of heaven. First, understand, you haven't got, I don't care if you can even read or not. If you can but hear, and if you can but see, you can have this. Now, you should be able to read, and you ought to be able to read. But if you can't read, doesn't mean you can't experience what we're talking about here. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. Neither do you have to be in the kingdom of God a long time. We think, well, I've got to grow in the Lord. I've got to mature in the Lord. I've got to understand. No, you don't. A babe can get it. And neither do you have to be an old man or an old woman in age. I think sometimes children can get this stuff a whole lot quicker, come on, than us wise, prudent, educated, intellectual adults.